Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Happy Friday. The weekend is here. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. It's 7:07. The answer is always yes. Biketoberfest. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Happy, happy weekend. Busy weekend. The weather is going to be awesome. And there's so much going on and so much to do. You get some of that sunshine of fresh air. This is a time of year. This is why we live in Florida, why we put up with heat during the summertime that just wants to melt your skin. And this is a time where we all go, I can breathe. The humidity's down. And just enjoy life. So, yes, that's what I want you to do. By the way, you never have to miss a minute of the show. You just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. All right, top stories, John Bolton. Former national security advisor indicted over classified documents? Yeah, now this has been going on for a while, but the charges seem very serious. We'll get into that in a little bit. Also, Ace Frehley from Kiss has died at the age of 74. Basically, he took a fall, hit his head, had a bleed, and never recovered from that. So rest in peace, Ace Frehley, or as some people say, Frehley. I don't know. If you've been saying the guy's name since 1975 one way, you know, I've had people correct me. I'm like, really? And don't be like a rock and roll snob. Like, oh, you know so much about it. Anyway, and you know Kiss fans are kind of weird that way. I'm not saying I'm not a fan. I am, but, you know, the ones that are a little over the top. The ones that have, like, the lunch boxes. Government shutdown. Day 17. It doesn't look like anything's going to happen anytime soon. I mean, they'll take another crack at it on Monday, but if the Dems aren't going to, you know, just agree to the continuing resolution that's clean, and if they're not going to do that, then I don't think it's going to move forward. This is just continue spending at its current levels, which when I had Senator Rick Scott on the other day, he was like, he's not in favor of that anyway, but the alternative is shutting down the government. So move forward and keep doing what we were doing, spending what we were spending, even though what we're spending is insane amounts. It went way up. Remember Pelosi and stuff? And it had to do with COVID and stimulus and all that. Well, we're still spending that level. And it's ridiculous. That's why we are $37 trillion in debt. Oh, man, hardly can even say it. All right. So you've got these things going on. Homecoming, University of Florida. You're going to have alumni and other folks back in town. So it's going to be busy on the roadways. And today at noon, they'll close down the area. Well, noon is when the homecoming parade begins. So they'll, before that, they'll close down like University 13th, that whole area. So, you know, avoid the area unless you want to go down there and watch the parade, which a lot of people do. And why wouldn't they? I mean, school's out. School's out for Alachua County today and Monday. It's out today only for Bradford, Gilchrist, and Marion County. They're all off today. And so the kids are going to be around. Take them to the parade. It'll be fun. And then the Gators take on Mississippi State Saturday at 4:15. Many are beyond speculating. The rumor mill seems to be really picking up speed. And this could be the last game that Billy Napier coaches for UF. We'll see. The commander of U.S. Southern Command, Southcom, whose area of operations includes the Caribbean waters, where the strikes against the alleged drug boats have been conducted, announced he's retiring suddenly by the end of the year. Navy Admiral Alvin Holsey, who became the commander of Southcom not that long ago, it was November of 24, he announced Thursday that he would retire from the Navy in December. No reason for the abrupt exit was provided. The Pentagon hasn't immediately responded. The Southcom team has made lasting contributions to the defense of our nation and will continue to do so, Holsey said in a statement Southcom shared on social media. I'm confident that you will forge ahead, focused on your mission that strengthens our nation and ensures its longevity as a beacon of freedom around the globe. Sounds good, right? Department of War Secretary Pete Hegseth. You know, it'll be interesting to see what his reaction is. Because Holsey was commissioned in 1988. He flew, what, Sea Sprite? He flew Seahawk helicopters. And he was deputy commander of Southcom, as well as deputy chief of naval personnel and the commander of the aircraft carrier Carl Vinson's carrier strike group. New York Times was the first to come out and talk about his retirement. And less than a year into his tenure, so this is a big job that he has, and so there's going to be a lot of speculation. Is he against maybe the strong military action that President Trump has pursued, taking out drug boats, leaving Venezuela? U.S. military drone strike in the Caribbean on a drug smuggling vessel Thursday, they believe, left 2 to 3 survivors. The partially submerged vessel, described by the sources being big, was operating in international waters when it was hit. U.S. military launched search and rescue assets, including a rescue helicopter, but it's not clear yet if any survivors were actually rescued. The extent of their injuries, of course, not immediately known either. As Reuters has first reported, Thursday's incident marks the first known instance of survivors since U.S. forces began its campaign of lethal strikes against suspected drug boats. The drone-fired strike marked the at least the sixth known incident in a quiet but intensifying U.S. military campaign targeting drug boats. The operation began last month. It's been linked to President Trump's broader push to dismantle transnational cartels by force. Not clear how many crew members were actually on board. And if I see, you know, breaking news or more information on that one, I will certainly share it with you. All right. Hey, I'm flying solo today. So if you do want to call in, say, for What's Bugging You, which is coming up, the number is 877-975-9825. But I'll only be able to answer while we're in the middle of a break. I'm talented, but not talented enough to be doing the show and answer the phone. Although, anyway, yeah, that would be a I can't juggle. So that explains that right there. Piece I saw about Department of Homeland Security, they announced on Thursday that migrants paroled in the U.S. would face a new $1,000 immigration fee. Quote, to institute accountability and prevent rampant fraud of the parole system. Now, I know that the Biden administration really, they took advantage of this and they made a mess of it, basically, and turned it into what was operating really as an amnesty program. And that's how, you know, millions of unvetted illegal aliens poured into the U.S., no questions asked. And we don't want that. So they announced that the migrants paroled in the U.S. would face a new $1,000 immigration fee. I'm not sure exactly how that would work, but Secretary Kristi Noem said this immigration parole fee notice is another tool to stop the degradation of our immigration system and restore law and order to our country. All right. So I'm not sure how those fees would work. My understanding, it looks like it would be an annual type thing. But it's like everything else. When I get more information, I will share it with you. All right. Coming up, are you ready for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now, 877-975-9825.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Friday, happy weekend. Here we are, 7:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to get it off your chest, air it out, and hopefully feel a little bit better. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Lines are full now, but if you want to try to get in, call in now at 877. Well, actually, I won't be able to take the call while I'm doing this, so I apologize. For that, because I am flying solo today. So let's go to Wayne. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. 2 points bugging me real quick. It wasn't long ago that AOC had the mini AOC out there making fun of her, and she couldn't take it, so they threatened her and ran the child off YouTube, threatened her whole family, and they had to get off. The other point of order is that I'd like to remind everybody that AOC's personal massager probably has more testosterone than her soy boy husband does. Have a good day.
Oh, you have a good day as well. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is 37 days ago on September 10th at Coin and Jewelry Gallery in Gainesville, I sold a 1 ounce Canadian gold maple leaf, a 1 ounce Canadian palladium coin, and a 10 ounce bar of silver, and all of them are uniformly up 30% or more since I sold them, so that's kind of bugging me.
Oh, just since 37 days ago. Yeah, the gold, it's going crazy, apparently. Good morning, Katie. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I'll make this quick. It's this woke generation. But yesterday, they picked the wrong 76-year-old woman to try to bully with their wokeness. I went to a professional office. I won't get into it. And I made a silly joking comment about a TV show that I watch all the time, all the live crime shows, true crime shows. Mm-hmm. I get a call from the office manager after I leave telling me that I had made the staff very uncomfortable with my comment. They thought I was threatening them with murdering somebody.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah, and you were talking about a TV show. Yeah, that's what happens, you know. People catch just part of a conversation, and then they have to comment on it or be offended by it, but you only heard part of it. That seems like that's far too common these days. Hector, good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, Bob, what's bugging me is hiring all these Gator football coaches, and they come in and do a lousy job, and then we owe them tens of millions of dollars. It seems like a pretty bad pay structure. I wish they would do it based on performance.
Yeah, I don't know how or why it is that way, I guess, other than supply and demand. That James Franklin, that got canned at Penn State, he had a way better record than Billy Napier. His buyout was $50 million, and Penn State canned him, and they've got to pay him. I don't know. It's crazy. Pete, good morning. What's bugging you?
This is Pete calling.
Yeah, Pete, you're on the air. What's bugging you?
The other day, a young woman on Fox News was introduced as a Christian influencer. Now, when I think of an influencer, I think of Kim Kardashian getting paid $100,000 to wear a pair of high heels. But now we have Christian influencers. I don't necessarily see that as a positive word choice. And if Christ comes back, is it going to be Jesus and his 12 influencers? Thank you, Bob.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. And you're doing business that way. I don't know. I don't know. That's one I think I have to think on. On one hand, it's like, well, any influencer that is, you know, very positive, wants to spread the word, maybe change people's lives for the better. You know, who wants to say no to that? But on the other hand, you know, if you're raking in a bunch of bucks for it, I don't know. I would have to see some of the content to get a feel for that. But that's very interesting, yeah. If you're an influencer now, yeah, and apparently, you know, some of those folks do extremely, extremely well. If I could think of something that's bugging me, let's see. The weather's perfect. I'm heading over to Biketoberfest later. I guess maybe the only thing would be, Kiss's Ace Frehley dying at the age of 74. Although, even that one doesn't bug me that much because he should have been dead a long time ago. No, I'm serious. You can look up like his bio and terrible car crash he was in and all that. He was lucky to have the time he had, I guess. But anyway, hey, thanks for your participation in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up, a woman who is going to drop out of a Senate race, but she was also involved with that fake superintendent. Does that ring a bell? I'll explain it next on the Bob Rose Show. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
.735 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, we know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. All right, so this is a story of Jackie Norris. Jackie, she's the chair of the Des Moines Public School Board. Jackie was running for Senate. But then the case of Ian Roberts came about. Do you remember? This was the guy that virtually nothing about him turned out to be true. But he was the superintendent of public schools in Des Moines, Iowa. That's a big job. It pays over $300,000 a year. The guy's from, is it Uganda that he's from? I'll tell you in a second here, but Guyana. Nothing about this guy was true. If they did the simplest of background checks, it would have been full of red flags, full of them. So they must have not done it. So she has to put her, you know, Senate campaign aside because, well, she said, these realities took time and oxygen away from the work I set out to do, you know, stand up for our kids and families. If you're not doing a background check on somebody who's going to be, you know, exposed to the children, et cetera. You're not standing up for kids and families. I'm sorry. And so she also happened to work as Michelle Obama's chief of staff while in the White House. So the guy that got hired as superintendent, his name is Ian Roberts, the former superintendent of Iowa's largest school district. He has an extensive criminal history and was living and working in the U.S. illegally. He submitted his resignation September 30th after his September 26th arrest by immigration authorities, which involved a brief car chase. ICE said agents allegedly found a gun, hunting knife, and $3,000 in cash in his car. Federal officials say Roberts, who illegally returned to the U.S. from Guyana in 1999 after a theft and drug arrest, was convicted in 2012 of reckless driving, unsafe operation, and speeding in Maryland. In 2020, he was charged with second-degree criminal possession of a weapon, third-degree criminal possession of a weapon, and fourth-degree weapon charges. I mean, if you're going to hire a guy to be superintendent of your public schools and he is involved with firearms illegally, is that a person that you want to really represent your public school system? Despite overstaying visas on multiple occasions and being ordered deported in 2004 and 2024, he holds active voter status and is a registered Democrat in Maryland. How can that be? But yet it is. Roberts was charged being an illegal alien in possession of firearms. Authorities said the handgun was found in the vehicle. The board said when Roberts was hired in July of 2023, they knew he did not graduate from Morgan State University, as he claimed in his resume. When they hired him, they knew this, and they hired him anyway. Why would you do that? Could it be those three large letters, D-E-I? Wow, a man of color from a foreign nation as superintendent. Let's pat ourselves on the back. Unbelievable. It's unclear if they knew about his illegal immigration status or criminal record. Again, a very simple background check. All that stuff would have popped up. That is apparently taking this woman, Jackie Norris, out of a Senate race because she has to deal with the fallout from this whole thing. Yep. And it was Norris's opponent, Representative Ashley Hinson, a Republican, called for her resignation to exit from the Senate race, claiming she can't even run the bare minimum of hiring standards at the Des Moines Public Schools. Yep. So she will still maintain her position as chair of the school board, but she is no longer going to be involved in the Senate run, apparently. She is a lot. Anybody that was involved in the hiring process, to me, you'd have to look at the possibility of firing anybody who had interviewed him and who was in charge of doing the background check. It's crazy, but you know why it happens. It's like, it's checking the DEI box and feeling guilty. Hey, I received a letter recently. Yep, old-fashioned. Came through the mail. Dear Bob, long-time listener. Father, husband, doctor, mostly a humble human on a never-ending quest to seek truth, follow God's will. I also love your hometown as I married a Detroit girl. Thanks for your long-standing on-air passion, enthusiasm, sense of humor, commitment to your craft, journalistic integrity. Politically, these are some complex, challenging times we find ourselves in. In the wake of the recent tragic shooting of Charlie Kirk, after listening to your program today, for some reason, I felt compelled to write you. This morning on your program, you posed the question as to what hate had Charlie Kirk ever espoused. Though Kirk had many wonderful redeeming qualities and certainly did not deserve what happened, he did make several controversial statements that have been described by many as hate speech. Here's some examples. On black women, he started on the Charlie Kirk Show January 3rd, 2024. Quote, if I'm dealing with somebody in customer service who's a moronic black woman, I wonder if she is there because of her excellence or is she there because of affirmative action? He further elaborated on July 13th of 2023, implying that figures like Joy Reid, Michelle Obama, Sheila Jackson Lee, and Ketanji Brown Jackson do not have the brain processing power to otherwise be taken seriously and had to go steal a white person's slot to be taken somewhat seriously. And then with respect to blacks in general, Kirk stated, if I see a black pilot, I'm going to be like, boy, I hope he's qualified. Well, I didn't hear those. I don't know in what context they could be said. But if you're talking about DEI and or affirmative action, is it racist to wonder if that person got their job because of the color of their skin? Does that automatically make you racist? Hasn't the idea and the term, you know, token been around for a long time? I'm not saying that it's okay to use that, but if you did have a quota system or you felt like you had to check boxes or you're looking for somebody of a certain skin color to fill a position, you're going to have to talk about these things, you know, in a delicate way. But to automatically assume there's some kind of racist or hatred attached to it, I'm not sure that I agree with that. Look, anytime a white person talks about, you know, skin color in a negative way, because there's an ultra sensitivity, because in this country, you can't have an honest debate about race. That whole DEI thing, it's because nobody wanted to tell them how stupid the idea was, how it was actually the antithesis of everything that Martin Luther King Jr. stood for and talked about. Let's judge each other by the content of our character, not by the color of our skin. DEI does exactly the opposite of that. So anytime you're having a conversation, and in you know, it's interesting how, you know, you can't talk about skin color in some ways, but in other ways, it's the only thing that matters. That's a DEI. That's what they would say. You know, and for him to say that about a pilot, if he has this feeling, he says, I wonder if they're qualified or I wonder if they're just, you know, have that job because of affirmative action. Is that racist? Is that hateful? If that thought goes through your mind, and why wouldn't it? If you know that there is some sort of quota or they're trying to check a box and you know that it happens, does it make you bad to discuss it or talk about it? I mean, try to have a conversation about affirmative action or DEI. It has to involve race by its very nature. So I'm not defending all the things he may or may not have said. I just know, having done talk radio for now over 25 years, I can tell you that, you know, if you take some things out of context, yeah, you could make me look bad, maybe. Anyway, thanks to the person who took the time to put that together. 7:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is still on vacation? What? Yep. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up on this Homecoming Friday for the University of Florida, 97.3 The Sky. You kiss your mother with that mouth, Sean. Straighten up. 7:52 on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning. And welcome. Here it is. Man, oh, man. The weather is going to be absolutely fantastic, as I think it will be, you know, for months to come now. So get ready to tee off for a great cause. Join us on Monday, December 8th, Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Club for the 2025 Papin Gives Charity Golf Scramble, brought to you by Comfort Keepers. Proceeds from the event will benefit Papin Gives, along with Habitat for Humanity. Get signed up now. Enjoy a day filled with golf and camaraderie and community impact. For more information, just visit PapinGives.com. And if you've never played Golden Ocala, even a hack golfer like me can truly appreciate a course like that. It really is, you know, special to be able to get out there on that. So support and enjoy. I always like it when you can, you know, it's a win-win. You're doing something for a good cause, but having a good time doing it. I kind of like that, right? All right, more serious issues, of course. Op-ed piece, interesting. Lee Hartley Carter. Writes this for Fox News, the deafening silence of the Free Palestine movement after the Gaza ceasefire. And in theory, she said, this should be a moment of vindication for the Free Palestine movement. A ceasefire holds. Israel's pulled back troops. International headlines finally reflect what activists have shouted for months, that Gaza's suffering matters. And yet, the plazas are still. The hashtags have gone dormant. The chants at once shook college campuses have faded into uneasy silence. Why? Many activists can't celebrate because celebration feels like surrender. Behavioral science has some explanations. First, there's cognitive dissonance at play. When the suffering that fueled your cause suddenly ends, any gesture toward happiness feels obscene. They still see bombed hospitals and displaced families. To cheer would feel like a betrayal, not of Israel, but of grief itself. Second, social identity theory tells us people bond most tightly when facing a common enemy. But when the enemy momentarily recedes, cohesion falters. You can see it in the activist networks now debating purity tests and political hierarchies. Who is really anti-colonial? Who's performative? The silence isn't apathy, it's fragmentation. And then there's the matter of trust. The Free Palestine movement's emotional currency is their perceived moral authenticity. That's why President Donald Trump, despite questioning aid to Israel, gains no credit here. Even if he were to deliver every demand the Free Palestine movement has ever made to end the occupation, full recognition, humanitarian aid, all of that, he would still get no credit. And it basically goes on from there. To move forward, supporters must learn to celebrate small mercies without mistaking them for betrayal. To see progress not as perfection, but as proof that pain is finally being heard. Yeah, but I think that the op-ed writer here is missing a pretty important part of the equation. When you're legally protesting something and you're holding signs and you're doing all that within the bounds of the law and the Constitution and what it allows for, you know, that's fine. That's one of the great freedoms we have in this country. But when you're chanting things like from the river to the sea, and you're talking about things that are pro-Hamas, which clearly is a terrorist organization, that's where you lose me. If we cave into terrorism as a tool for political change, it will absolutely and only lead to more terrorism. Well, good morning. Welcome. There's plenty more to talk about as we begin hour number three next on the Bob Rose Show, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.